So welcome everyone to day 15, I think, of the Winter Feast for the Soul. I want to invite you to just take a moment to settle into your seat. Let go of the morning you've already had. Snow shoveling, computer stuff, finding the salt, whatever you had to take care of in order to arrive. Just letting go of that and letting yourself just be present with how things are right now. And continuing our discussion of the paramitas, today we're beginning the paramita of patience. So thank you, Snowstorm, for showing up to help us with this. And before we dive into what the teachings are over the next few days, I want to invite you today to just notice where impatience shows up for you in your life. Noticing the feeling of impatience. Noticing the ways in which it's prompted by other people, situations, yourself. And just noticing where you feel it the strongest as you go through your day. And particularly, any impatience you notice with your own practice. It's really a sense of wishing things to be different than how they are. So that might be wishing your practice is different, or wishing your mind was different today. So noticing just these feelings of impatience, or wanting things to be different, which is normal, of course, for the mind. So as best we can, just meeting that sense of impatience in our life with a sense of kindness and gentleness towards ourselves first, and towards the situation or people around us as best we can. So now, just transitioning to the formal practice by, again, just taking your seat, feeling the sense of ground underneath you, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, the weight of the body just resting here. See if you can just rest. And feel the ground of that. And then from that sense of being grounded, feeling the length of your back so that you're upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight. Allowing the shoulders to be relaxed so there's a sense of opening or softening in front. Seeing if we can soften our heart. Meet ourselves and situations and other people with this sense of kindness and gentleness. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it. And allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and joy of our practice together.